We always talk about, you know, what's the difference in this type of environment for who is going to impact investment. So, of course, stock market right now, it's been out of control the last couple of days. So whether people are worried about who's going to be president or not worried about who's going to be president, the market certainly doesn't show that. But commercial real estate investment, as per Cushman Wakefield, you know, doesn't really change that much. And that's why we like it.
Welcome to the Free From Wall Street podcast, where we share how we have done over $200 million in real estate deals to create, preserve, and pass on generational wealth without the roller coaster ride of the stock market. If you're ready to start investing with purpose, visit freefromwallstreet.com. But for now, let's dive into this episode.
Welcome back to the Free From Wall Street podcast. We have the election update special today. It's November 4th, and the first time in, well, I guess recent modern history, we do not have a call as to who the president is going to be. So, you know, we're not going to get partisan on the show and talk about who we think, but we are going to talk about, like, what does it mean for commercial real estate investment if each candidate were to win? The good news here is that Cushman Wakefield just came out with a report for the 2020 election and said, hey, you know, what this means for property is that not much will change. So since 1974, the average rate of return as dictated by the National Commercial Real Estate Investment Association is 8.5% per year on average since the 70s. So you know that that means that it has been three Republican administrations and also three Democratic administrations, and the net average annual return is not very much different under one administration or the other. So we always talk about, you know, what's the difference in this type of environment for who is going to impact investment. So of course, stock market right now, it's been out of control the last couple of days. So whether people are worried about who's going to be president or not worried about who's going to be president, the market certainly doesn't show that. But commercial real estate investment, as per Cushman Wakefield, you know, doesn't really change that much. And that's why we like it, because, you know, so here's what can change. There's going to be some tax issues if Biden takes the presidency. Trump is talking about just keeping the tax code in place. Biden has talked about eliminating the 1031 exchange, which means that when you buy a property, you can't sell a property and then buy a property and not pay the taxes on that. So if that happens, you know, you're talking about hundreds of millions of dollars of increased tax revenue. Now, there is some options out there that you have to talk to your CPA about, because maybe if he does away with the, I mean, let's say he wins and then he takes away the 1031 exchange. First, I think he'll have a really difficult time getting that through the House and the Senate, because regardless of who runs for president, they need big, deep pockets to fund these things. You know, those deep pockets typically have a lot of real estate holdings. So whoever their supporters are, if they're funding them, I think any president would have a hard time taking away one of the biggest tax benefits for real estate. But let's say he does. There's an option out there called a monetized installment sale, which basically, if you look it up, it allows you to sell a business or potentially a property. And this isn't tax advice. You got to talk to your CPA advisor. But Spotify did this when they sold their platform. They did a monetized installment sale. Basically means you don't take the proceeds, it sits in a trust, and then you can borrow against that trust and it'll reset your basis. We're going to have a guest on here in the next couple of weeks talking about monetized installment sales and how that actually might benefit real estate investors if Biden wins the presidency and decides to get rid of the 1031 exchange. The other thing is he's going to reduce potentially the passive loss versus active loss real estate professional status. So exactly what that looks like, we're not clear on, because his plan doesn't actually say how it's going to happen or what's going to happen if he wins. So it's not super clear, but the returns and the long-term outlook are more predicated on like geopolitical things and, you know, like COVID-19 or war or, you know, any of these other types of issues that might come up through just kind of normal cyclical things versus who the president is, right? So that's good news. it doesn't have a huge effect longer term. Different administrations, they have different spending priorities and will impact where growth occurs. Like there, you know, there's a little bit of an issue as to how Trump and Biden talk about opportunity zones. So likely the Democrats would expand the opportunity zone funding, which, you know, will be good for investors. Are going to follow the money either way, right? So hedge funds, private equity funds in real estate, they're going to go follow wherever the biggest benefits are. So tax and otherwise, that's where they're going to look. So, but for us, you know, as a private equity fund or firm, we're still looking in the same markets because we're targeting where people are moving to, right? So we're looking at job growth, job demographics, population growth, population demographics. And that is what drives our decision as to where to buy. We're looking for long-term consistent cash flow in places that are gentrifying, in places that have good population growth. So I guess the long and the short of it is, it doesn't matter who wins because we're still going to continue to do what we do, which is invest in commercial real estate, because exactly what that report came out and said is, you know, 8.5% average annual return since the 70s. And you're talking about ups and downs and four different administrations or six different administrations, three blue, three red. And, you know, I'm going to read this little paragraph here from Cushman Wakefield. It says the largest threat to the financial markets, the economy, and to property would be a disputed result that drags on well after election day, potentially sparking social unrest around the nation. So this is, you know, one of those concerns in, I think, more in terms of cities, you know, riots and things like that. But if it's resolved quickly, they say 2 to 3 weeks, it'll likely have no material impact beyond a few shaky weeks in the stock market. But to property, wouldn't really affect anything. So they're saying that the Dow Jones fell 4% and the U.S. 10-year Treasury fell by 50 basis points the year that the Gore Bush issue was going on. We don't even have that much room in the Treasury, frankly. You know, the T-bills are so low right now that tax codes, we're not going to be able to lower interest rates. So what that means for us is that, you know, there's no specific real estate policy provisions outside of the treatment of 1031s and the passive rules for rental losses. So, you know, 2020, obviously we're going to take our deductions for that year. If it changes next year, again, I think it's going to be a hard thing to pass. I know he's talked about doing it on the campaign trail, but talking about it behind a microphone and then actually putting it into practice when you have big funders, I think is going to be a difficult thing to do. But that's just one man's opinion. But the long and the short of it is real estate still outperforming these different industrial averages and is less shaky than kind of what goes on in the stock market. So I was just reading another article too from the Commercial Observer. It basically says whoever wins the presidency, it's not going to upend commercial real estate returns. And in that, they cite this Cushman Wakefield return. And they've given some charts here. When we post this video, I'll also post some of the charts and some of the links to a couple of these. But, you know, maybe some changes in 1031 rules coming, maybe some changes in opportunity zones. We don't see any of those things getting changed if Trump maintains the presidency, only if the Democrats do take the White House. So we will wait with bated breath to see what goes on. But at the end of the day, you are the only one that is going to be in control of your portfolios. The White House will change things from time to time, as they always have. Having a great investment strategy and having great partners like we do is what we're going to focus on over the next 4 years, regardless of who's in the White House. And we're going to continue with our business plan, our business model. Nothing's going to change in terms of our acquisition protocols, our underwriting protocols, things like that. And the returns we expect to stay very similar to what we've been seeing over the last couple of years. So thanks for listening. Check us out on freefromwallstreet.com. If you haven't gone there already, if you go to integrityhg.com, you can schedule a 10-minute call with me and we'll talk about some of the different projects we have going on, see if it might be a good fit for you guys. And yeah, we will stay on top of what's going on with the election news. I'm sure everybody's sitting there watching their phones and we'll see. We don't even know when we'll have an election result, frankly. It could be contested and recounted and legal battles and whatnot. So You know, don't let it affect your mindset too much. Our mindset is still on getting deals closed. We're closing 120 units in the next couple of days. We just came out of credit, just got our final term sheet or final rate lock with the bank. And we should be closing that here in the next couple of days. And our business strategy is going to stay the same. So, you know, in this divisive world right now that we live in, be kind to each other and make sure that you're looking at different investment alternatives outside of the stock market. So thanks for listening to Free From Wall Street. We will catch you on the next episode, and we wish you the best investment possible. Go out and invest with purpose like we do.
Thanks for listening to the Free From Wall Street podcast. If you like what you hear, leave us a rating and review and let us know what you think.